Danish pastry.
Well, now let's keep the big ones and the small ones separate.
Separately?
Yeah.
I've never eaten a big one. Well, maybe I have, like something called a coffee ring, which was something like that with a hole in the middle.
Right.
But I don't eat that kind of stuff that much.
Okay. What are some of the small ones?
Danish pastry was about the only one I could think of.
Okay.
Coffee, are we speaking of baked goods in general?
Well, right now we're speaking of the ones that you eat for breakfast.
For breakfast. Well, I think years back there was something called a Pop-Tart.
Oh, yeah.
That you stuffed into the toaster.
Right.
I was pretty wild on those for a while, but... Are there?
About 8 different companies making them.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you call one of those round deals with a hole in the middle?
A donut.
Okay. What do you call, have you ever seen a donut that's rectangular, about this big?
Rectangular?
Yeah, no hole in it.
You know, yes, I have seen one of those. I don't know what they're called.
Have you ever heard it called a long john?
No.
Okay, that's the only name I have here.
There is another name for it, and if you went down the donut shop, you could find out.
Okay. But that doesn't matter, because I don't want to find out what the donut shop says. what do you call the sweet white stuff that's spread over a coffee cake or a sweet roll? It's mostly confectioner's sugar and water mixed up together.
I don't.
Okay. What do you call the stuff you put on a cake?
Icing.
Okay. What do you call a donut? It's not a cake donut, but it's got that kind of stuff around it.
Repeat that one again.
Okay, a donut like those Krispy Kreme donuts. What are those?
Oh, those. I don't know. I wouldn't call them anything. I steer clear of things like that.
Do you? I do too. Well, those are glazed donuts.
Glazed donuts, right.
What would you call a donut that has jelly in it?
That has jelly in it. A jelly donut.
Okay. Do you know a name for a donut that's twisted up and it's often sugared? Have you ever heard of a cruller?
I've heard of them, yes. They don't serve them around here.
Okay. What do you call... Do you have any special names for a ring? That, like these rings you said that your friends at the pawn shop made up for pimps and, and coke dealers and whatever. They're really ostentatious and show-offy.
Those are light bulbs.
Okay. Any other?
No.
All right. What do you call shorts that reach that right there?
Bermuda shorts.
Okay. How about pants that come to about right here?
Knickers.
Okay. Any other names?
No.
Do you ever call them pedal pushers?
Well, pedal pushers were something that females wore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was about in the fourth grade, there was a little fad where they called them clam diggers.
Yeah.
You remember those? And they came in the blueberry blue and lime green.
Mm-hmm.
Call it beachcombers and clam diggers.
Right.
But I really haven't had a pair on in 20 years, so it'd be hard for me to remember that.
All right. What do you call shorts that are very short?
Briefs or boxers or...
No, not underwear.
Like tennis shorts, probably.
How about hot pants?
Well, hot pants would be something that a female would wear.
Okay, well, I'm talking about both sexes.
Okay.
What, if you had an older brother and he gave you some clothes that he had outgrown, what would you call those clothes?
Hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm. Do you,